planning today, Mr. President.
That's very carefully, called statement that I consider made basically by expressing not my views about cutting or so forth, but that's a good convention. And also not expressing that really, I mean, what happened is that the concern about the vote, that we said after all, was a matter of principle, that we will be able to, but the conduct, undisguised glee and personal animosity toward the United States of America is very seriously jeopardized in the support of this country.
It's running very strong and well on wires. It's
cigarette.
I think it's very straight. I think it's good. Sure as hell helps us with the constituency that have reacted badly to the UN over the past 24 hours. And I think this takes
great. It's the idea putting them up in the UN back.
Right.
The issue of Taiwan, it was not happening. I mean, it was going to be lost. It's too bad. And frankly, it should happen. Because, I was going to say, Coast Guard development that came off very well.
Oh, good, sir, you know what?
But their rhetoric is all right. Oh, the one point that I think is in case you need questioning is that, you know, that the whole thrust of this, and I'm sure you know it to see, Ron, is basically quite subtle. I don't express any affection for both of them, right? And I don't express any criticism of people that receive or may vote against us. What I am referring to is the fact that the country, the American people, reacted very negatively to the undisguised glee and animosity expressed toward the United States by those who voted against us on a matter of principle.
I think that's the point.
That's a very important point. Does that come through in that?
Yeah, I think so. It's here too.
And Ron got in the back. I support the United Nations. I spoke of the United Nations, but time later it isn't fair. That's all it is.
Yes, sir. That point is well made, that actually this was an affront to the United States, and that U.S. President would, I think, quite understandably be shocked at this kind of a performance, which reflects that kind of hostility towards the United States.
And I think most Americans were.
Oh, Jesus. No doubt about that.
Okay. I don't know that there's a need to proceed with the first thing. What do you think? No, we're not going to.
Not now. Not with this.
No. I don't turn it off. Oh, I already turned it off.
But the President is talking about Singlish. That's turned off.
I'm talking about the Bush background.
Talking to the columnists.
Oh, where's the background?
Well, he was going to tell columnists what a fighting he had put up, which we thought would help with the Kilpatricks and the others who were, I think I mentioned this to you, who were concerned that we didn't fight hard enough. He tells a hell of a good story.
Well, as a background, the columnist, I don't know. The point is whether we really want to keep this issue going. I'm not so sure that it's going to keep alive and all that.
It's bound to, Mr. President, because the fight over the funds in the Congress, the foreign aid bill, which I don't know whether they recommitted, but they were going to recommit this morning, back in the hearings, the issue won't go away. The important thing from our standpoint, I think, is twofold. One is to show your reaction as you have properly to the conduct of the United Nations and the way they handled it. Secondly, to show that we made as hard a fight as we possibly could, and that it wasn't lost.
Let me say, I see no harm if you get it from basically friendly conservative columns. Bush just goes in and says, by God, we fought, we're not going to take this business lying down.
This is just a prime suit.
Do it on the basis of he's in town, would you like to come in? I look very informally, maybe a Blair House cocktail or something. Okay.
Yeah.
So it isn't too. You might want to talk to Bush here. It's sort of blow by blow.
Well, that's sort of basic. He's a very good fighter and a lot of spunk. I think he'll persuade some of these folks.
This will raise up some of our friends on the United Nations side. That's all right. They're not my friends, basically. But on the other, you know, some of those guys stepped up too quickly, broken, frankly, amongst, unfortunately, broken person and the rest. Let's all continue to support the United Nations regardless of what. Did you ever get the Dole?
Dole claims he never signed the letter. And then I read him the letter and he said, Jesus, maybe I signed that. The letter was very ambiguously worded. And in any event, he was going to renounce it today at noon. I haven't seen anything, but I wrote him a speech last night, which he got.
The letter was written before the vote was.
Yes, sir. The letter.
He would base it on the conduct of the government.
Exactly what I told him and what he said he would do. He thinks that someone in his office may have put his name on it without his permission.
All the better possible.
And when I read it to him, I must say that it was a cleverly worded letter. Matthias is a clever son of a bitch. He said, we endorse the position of the Secretary of State. We also support the UN, and then went on and did it very backhandedly. So I think Dole got sucked into it. But in any event, by...
You know what? I think Dole should, as a matter of procedure, from now on, he is the national chairman, not just a senator. As a matter of procedure, he just might say that, just for his own guidance, that he really ought to check letters of that sort of, and that goes along without checking the White House. If actually, he can't go on and say, I'm doing this, but if he does go on without our approval, he should say, I'm doing this as a senator and not as a national chairman. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Because otherwise, they're going to use Dole.
As they did on the
city. He's got to be real. He's got every right to be real.
Sometimes he does. He'll often call and say, what am I
already? That's perfectly right, then, isn't it? That we shouldn't just hamstring him completely. But I don't mean to do that. But I think on a matter of this importance, he should probably call him.
Well, I think...
have you heard of Matthias and the other guys? Didn't Brooke tell you that
Brooke said that
the UN could have got a nickel up there today, yesterday?
He told me yesterday, he said there's no way you could get 5 cents passed through this body today for the UN. He said, I support it. I always have, and I'll continue to say I do. But he said, I'll tell you that the sentiment around here is just extraordinarily bad towards the UN. He said, the feelings are very, very high. So he took his party line last night at his fundraising dinner. He also, I've had many reports, with 2,000 people in the Trisha head there last night. And he spent a large part of the speech talking about you. Very strong supporting speech. And Elliot Richardson, I'm told, was absolutely eloquent for 7 minutes about Richard Nixon. He barely talked about Brooke. But, and extremely well received. Of course, that's a crowd that you'd expect to be well received at. But apparently a very good evening. Feelings running very good.
Well, the UN thing, we just find our battle. I think it's from what I've seen and looking at the news summary, your analysis last night, you're not right. A few political pop shots, but our Democratic friends are in a hell of a spot because most of them favor exactly what happened.
That's right.
Don't they? Yeah. They're never for Taiwan anyway.
No, and those that try to blame you, their reasoning is so twisted that it's very hard for them to make a plausible case. Stevenson was saying, well, it was all these years of keeping
Taiwan out, basically.
Keeping China out.
They never were at fault.
Well,
how's that?
It hasn't, but that kind of criticism hasn't caught hold of it. I think we're all right with the conservatives, particularly with this. I think this, frankly, brings them right back into the...
They like rhetoric.
Yes, sir. They frankly like to see you take the gloves off and be a vigorous leader. I think the reason that they have been sending out the peace treaty lately, as they have, is that you've been tough, and they like to see they more than even more than average citizens.
Well, we'll have, I say, some black on the side.
time that this would happen when you made your announcement that they go to
China. Tell me, how are you getting along with, you have your talk with Kraken yet?
I haven't.
Trying to get his morale up.
I made a date with him, and he's waiting to see me. I'll be seeing him in just a little while.
Good. But I think the main thing there with him is that he's a great ball, totally honest and so forth, but if he falls way down, way down, I mean, is it, it just affects everyone.
It does. Over
at, I mean, here, he sends over to Conley, a little variation, Conley reports it to me. Well, it's got a part for Conley to keep his spirits up, his counsel is saying. Got to have, as I said, I'm not, I don't want him to fake any figures, but I do feel that Kraken sign and all of them have got to be a little more like Connolly.
Well, you used an excellent analogy, Mr. President, because I saw you Saturday and I know you weren't feeling well, but you never let anybody know that. You're always up, whether you've got a cold or and
you've got to show
Paul's got to understand that.
You got to think, boy, we're doing great. And he should talk this way and try to see the positive side of it. He says, well, if his idea that I know that he can be sure I'm prepared to goddamn thing on the time. You can't, I could take it for granted. I don't like the numbers going down, I don't like the stock market going down, so forth and so on. What the hell?
Paul is a farm boy. He grew up on a farm.
Yeah.
And he's got that
dollar farm.
Just down the drift.
That's right. He's a fine man.
Well, he's a dedicated ideologue as far as we're concerned. I mean,
he's on our side.
Totally on our side. So I think if I just...
Yeah.
I've got to explain to Paul the impact he has on other people, which he doesn't appreciate fully.
That's right.
But he does. God, it's amazing. We talked about the balance of trade this morning, and we have a good month. We have a surplus.
Sure.
Being announced this afternoon, $250 million. And I said, Paul, can we claim some credit for the import surcharge? And he said,
well, maybe not.
Yeah, no, I don't really think so. He said, the dock strike. I said, well, couldn't it have had some effect? Oh, yes, he said, it had some. He said, it's very difficult to measure. Well, you know, it's so easy to say, of course it had an effect. Who knows, really, what effects it.
The general reports, Chuck, on the economy.
Responding to their third quarter business confidence index poll expressed optimism about the economy. 97% supported President Nixon's 90-day wage price freeze. This compares with 42% who were optimistic and 30% who were neutral or had no opinion in the second quarter.
Let me ask something.
That's just fantastic. Yeah. That's
let me ask something. Conley was saying that he felt that, that one of the major factors that was causing the change in the market was the fact that we had to pay a price to get meaning to come along. He says, I think we're right to do it. He said, we had to do a memorandum that I sent over to him. I wonder, and then of course he points out, I think this is quite true.
It was obvious from the commentary that they were just rebelling against it. But that's why this is...